Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories. I am your host, Pete Castanis, and this is episode 4. This program is sponsored by Nestle $100,000 Bar.
Caramel, $100,000 bar. Chewy, chewy caramel, $100,000 bar. Extra rich in caramel. Nestle's $100,000 bar.
Chewy, chewy caramel combined with lots of toasted crunchies and a rich chocolatey taste. If you love chewy caramel,
this is your caramel bar. Nestle's $100,000 bar.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Vanished Chicagoland Stories, episode 4. I hope you enjoy that jingle. I used to buy that candy bar all the time when I was a kid. It was delicious. I think it's still around, but it's still called 100 grand. I don't know if it tastes the same. I haven't had it. Anyway, today on episode four, I will talk about Peacock Alley. That was a section of stores that was in the lower level of Fort City Shopping Center in Chicago. It was a very unique place. Fort City is still there. It's not the same as when I was a kid, but it's still functioning. And the Peacock Alley is closed now. Previously was called The Connection. That was changed about 1989 or 90. Anyway, I will talk about some of the stores that were located in Peacock Alley and that I remembered when I was at high school. So let's get started. Okay, so I have a list of stores probably you remember. Let's start with this. There was a place called All Sports Incorporated. And there was a beauty, probably a beauty parlor, but a beauty school. It was called the Fort City School of Beauty Culture. I remember a few girls in my class enrolled in that class. They told me about it. And some of them are still hairdressers. They're still stylists to this day. Let's see, I'll go down the list. We have the Genghis Formerwell, where you rent tuxedos. They were all over Chicago. There was the Charmaine Dance School. I remember that. O'Keefe's. There was an O'Keefe's, I believe, on the upper level and the lower level. And it was a second store. I don't know what exactly they sold there. Let's see. There was Just Pants. I remember the commercials, you know, the disco era. I bought a couple of pants there. There's a photo of that on my Facebook group called Classic Fort City Shopping Center Memory / Peacock Alley. There's a lot of photos there. It was real cool. The other story is Knit Knit Shop. Obviously selling yarn, needles, anything to do with knitting. There was the Nickel Bag. I remember that, but I never went in it. There was Magnavox, which sold, I think it was Legion Magnavox. There was a location in Roseland where I used to live, and it was located on 113th Street in South Michigan Avenue. Let's see what we got. We have Coco's, House of Health Foods, Peacock Gifts, City Art Center. I remember the Art Center. I remember the paintings on display. Oh, Just Pants had two stores. It was a Just Pants store and a Just Pants Jr. It's obviously for kids. John Charles Women's Wear, James Anthony Men's Shop, Stevenson Bath and Boutique Center. Oh, and we have the Bakota House. Oh, I remember that. They had the offices for Fort City, the restrooms, Can Do Creations, Kitty Portraits, and Toys and Tricks. And there was the Catholic Center. And here's one that wasn't listed, is which I remember was the Nickelodeon, which was a pizza place. And there was a photo there on the group as well. I've had a few pizzas there. It was very good. And I remember the clown in front. People have told me when you entered the restaurant, it would just inflate. It looked kind of scary when I was a kid, but it was fun. So let's see. Let's see if there's more. I have another list here. I will go down. No, not really. Here we go. just well, I'll go down. What was it, Fort City on the upper level? Maybe it'll catch me. There was Allison's Women's Apparel, Bond Clothes. There was Brussler's Ice Cream. Let's see, Chess King. Of course, the theaters, but they were located not at the mall, but on 76th Street on the corner, where there was Farrell's Ice Cream. I'll talk about that another time, about Farrell's Ice Cream. Let's see. Fort City. No, that was the Gift Studio. I remember that. Harvest House. Oh, wonderful cafeteria. Good food. Lots of good food. Let's see. Oh, and there was the Lemon Drop Candy Store. I love that. I will go in more detail about Fort City on another episode of The Stores I Remember. Okay. Mailing shoes. Okay. Oh, there was a karate store. It was called Judo Karate Store. I remember that. Let's see. Millionaire's Club. That was off by Weebolts. I remember that. Music and Books. I don't know if it was at Peacock Alley. Mostly about Orange Julius. I remember that. Oh, JCPenney. Polk Brothers was there. The S&H Redemption Center, which is the basement of Weebolts. Everyone collected green stamps. You could buy anything with that. I remember when licking them and my mother licking them, terrible taste, but we had to collect enough books to purchase something over there. That was fun. I wish it was back, but I heard it's online. It's not the same. Let's see, Super X was there. There was the Tally Ho Snack Shop. I remember that. Let's see, Turnstile. I'm going down the list. I think that's it. Okay. Yeah, that's it. All right. So what was unusual at Peacock Alley? It opened about 69 or 70. I was in the neighborhood. Then I moved around Fort City in 1974. And I first heard about Peacock Alley. I don't know what the kids in the neighborhood were talking about or the parents. So I had to check out myself. And I did, sometimes with my mom. And it was cool. It was an underground tunnel. I know there were tunnels built in World War II at the site of Fort City. I don't know about in great detail, but a lot of people remember that because right at the Fort City shopping center, there was a Tucker factory. Do you remember Tucker Cars? There was a movie that starred Jeff Bridges in 1988. I haven't seen the movie. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to watch it one day. Anyway, so Peacock Alley, I remember it was a cool place. A lot of kids hung out there, mostly from my neighborhood and high school. And I've applied to every job, every place at Fort City to get a part-time job during high school. I never got hired. I knew a lot of kids worked at Weebolts, other places, JCPenney, Baker's Shoes, Harvest House Cafeteria, Woolworths. Even when Montgomery Ward opened in the late 70s, I applied there. Nothing. I just had bad luck. So I found a part-time job elsewhere. I'll go into that in another episode. And let's see, the last time I went to Peacock Alley, which was called The Connection, there was Moondog Comic. I think Moondog Comic Land. They had several locations in Chicago. I think the first one was in Mount Prospect. I know the owner. He's friends with me on Facebook because I have a Facebook page with Moondog's Comics. And he asked me to credit him. His name is Gary Colabiono. I hope I pronounced his name right. And he's a very nice man. And he just, I believe he started a podcast. And he has a new website. You can check that out. So the last place I went there was at Moondog's. And at the time, it was 1992, where DC Comics had a special comic book issue about the death of Superman. And it was all over the media, and I had to buy it. So I was working at the time in Oak Brook. And as soon as I was done work, I placed an order in person. And this was about maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month before the issue would be released. And luckily I got that. So one day after work, they gave me a call. And they told me it's ready to be picked up. And so I drove from Oak Brook to Fort City and went down to the connection. And there it was. And I picked it up. And it was a hot item. Very hot. It had the two issues of Death of Superman. One was a black cover and the one a regular cover. And it had an armband that you wear during a funeral procession. And it brought Superman back to popularity. It was popular, but not at that time, because a lot of people thought Superman was boring. They liked Batman. They liked the darkness. But Superman, I like Superman a lot. And then I got the comic book, I brought it home and I read it, and it was the saddest thing, the saddest story I read, that he died. And all the, a lot of the DC heroes like Wonder Woman, Batman, Green Lantern, The Flash, all mourned him. And he was battling a monster called Doomsday, and he was a new villain that was created, and he killed him. He killed Superman. We don't know about his origin. Later on, it was revealed he was from Krypton, where Superman was born, and the planet blew up, and then his parents sent him to Earth by a rocket ship. And he was dead for about maybe 6 months, maybe two, almost a year, and they brought four Superman wannabes. The issues were printed about, you know, at the same time. And then it was revealed later on he was alive. And four of them, a couple of them were villains, and they were phonies. One was Superboy, and he continued on. And then the two villains, they continue on as well. So that was it was sad. So I still have that issue. It's very collectible. I have no interest in selling it. So, okay, we'll get off to that subject. And then Peacock Alley was a lot of fun. They had great places to eat, to shop. I see a lot of kids hanging out at the entrances. They smoked. I don't know if they smoked during when you were walking around. I don't remember that. I hope not. And then, let's see. So I guess that's it about Peacock Alley. I will talk about Fort City the way it was when I was a kid. And it's a beautiful mall. It's still there, but it's changed. A lot of stores have left. The only store that's still there is JCPenney, since it opened in 1965. And it's still there, alive and kicking. And the other place around the Fort City that was still there was Firestone, and that was located on 76 and Cicero. It was there until a couple years ago. It was sold, and they tore it down. They said it would return elsewhere in the mall. It hasn't. And now it's a Chick-fil-A. It hasn't opened yet because of the pandemic. And I went to Fort City maybe a year ago. It's still a nice mall, but they have a food court, and a lot of stores are closed and vacant. Everyone was concerned about safety. You can go during the day. Nobody will bother you. Well, I wouldn't go at night or in the weekend alone if I have to, because Carson's was there recently, and it closed, and it was a beautiful store. I like that store. Before that, it was Weebles. So that's it for me for Peacock Alley. I'm glad you enjoyed. I'm sure a lot of people who have lived in my neighborhood or in the surrounding areas like Burbank, Wrightwood, went shopping all the time during the 60s through the 90s. So hopefully Fort City will come back. I have faith in that, but we'll see. But times have changed. You know, people shop online now. But I still want to go to a store in person. Yeah, I mean, when you shop online, you can't, for clothes, I got to try them on. You can't try them on when they ship it. And if it doesn't fit you, send it back, which sounds like a hassle to me. When you do it in person, you just put it in a bag and return it or exchange it. Okay, so that's it for episode 4. This is about memories of Peacock Alley at Fort City Shopping Center. This is Pete Costanis. I am your host, and hopefully you'll tune in to my next episode. And thank you for joining me, and I'm signing off. Bye-bye for now.